Oh, wasn't it great to visit with Charles James, who makes me have sock envy?
Sock envy.
Sock envy is a thing.
Yeah. Most of the guys are into shoes, but he's definitely got the sock game going on.
Well, it's good to have a thing, you know?
I hope he uses his gift.
I don't have a thing. He's got a thing. The socks are his thing, you know?
You need to start collecting stamps or something.
He also oozes charisma. You know what I'm saying? Collecting stamps? Did you just say? Who does that? What's
you need a
stamp?
Collection. Then you'll go on shows and people buy you like stamp work.
Oh, really?
You need like a thing to collect. But yeah, he does ooze charisma. Last year, even on the practice squad, I remember him in the locker room and dancing. And I thought, this guy's got a lot of personality.
Oh, so you remember him from last year?
From
a lot of people
don't.
Like,
yeah.
Hard Knocks was the thing that really elevated him to the recognition status.
Well, he was dancing in the, you know, on Fridays, sometimes they put on music. And I remember him dancing and he told Jay, our video guy, he said, you gonna get this? You better get this.
Oh, that's good.
And he was good. He's got some moves.
Good.
And, you know, even on his social media, I think it's on Instagram, he's got some videos of himself dancing. So
very cool.
I wanna check out
Well,
Charles.
As we mentioned, we have various members here of the Houston school districts and all around greater Houston, and they're brought to us by Dairy Max Fuel Up to Play 60. That's cool. And the reason why we bring that up is this is when we normally go to that segment.
This is their segment.
This is your segment. Yeah.
Fitz Tips. We talk to head strength and conditioning coach Craig Fitzgerald every week and get his tips on fitness and nutrition and all that stuff. And this week it talks about weights and reps and how many you should do and how that goes. Check it out on this week's Fitz Tips.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, I don't think there's a person that's been at the gym that hasn't asked this question. How do you know how much weight is the right amount of weight and how many reps you really should be doing when you're there?
You should always feel like you can get another one or two reps. And lifting to failure really is lifting for failure. So, you know, you're taking into account, hey, listen, I want to train the next time I come in. So you don't want to get injured. So you want to leave a little room. So the next time you train, you can go up a little bit in weight. So always feel you can do one or two more reps each set you do.
Make half of your plate fruits and vegetables, and don't forget the dairy.
All right, Mark, how many weights and reps are the right amount for you?
The right amount for me is push-ups, lots of them.
Zero weights and reps. Is that what you said earlier?
I just do push-ups, sit-ups. Yeah, zero is the number.
You're a basketball guy anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Weights is not your thing.
You know,
I like to do weights.
Keep the weight off, you know, you eat your dairy products, right? You do all that?
Build your muscles.
Good, okay.
You don't want to get osteoposis,
no,
you know.
No, you got to keep moving.
Keep your girlish figure. Yeah.
We'll address that later. All right, so let's do this. Fantasy football. We're back in action. No, you were in action last week. It was the bye week. We helped you out then. We're going to help you out right now with John Harris and his fantasy tips.
Welcome to FanDuel Formula, everyone. I'm your host, John Harris, and it's time to break down week 10 in fantasy football land. One quarterback, one running back, and one wide receiver that will provide you good value on FanDuel or just in your fantasy league this weekend. I'll start with the quarterback, Derek Carr of the Oakland Raiders. The second-year gunslinger has been fantastic, and the Raiders are scoring points against everybody. Now, it's Minnesota, a pretty good defense in Minnesota, but Oakland can put the ball in the end zone on anybody. And at $7,500, Derek Carr is excellent value at the quarterback position this weekend against Minnesota. At running back, D'Angelo Williams of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I gave him to you earlier this year, and it paid off. Well, I'm giving him to you again, mostly because they're at home, but they're also facing the Cleveland Browns, the 32nd-ranked run defense in the NFL. D'Angelo had a great ball game last week against Oakland. He should have another one, and at $7,600, a little bit more expensive, but you get great value with D'Angelo Williams. And the best value to me of the day is Tavon Austin, the St. Louis Rams slot receiver. The Rams are taking on Chicago, played on Monday night on the road, have to go on the road again to St. Louis. Tavon Austin, only $6,000. I think you can get pretty good value, not only as a receiver, but also as the guy running the football. I think Tavon Austin's a great value this week. If you want to play FanDuel with all of us, HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass.
I'm ready. Let me write some of this stuff down because I need to get these tips together.
All right. Well, you'll have most of Monday to sit around and study.
Study what I did wrong in
study
fantasy.
Study what you did wrong and prepare for Vander Kidd's fantasy matchup the next
week.
No,
I don't help him at all. No.
Yeah. You've given up.
That's a rumor.
Okay. So all day Monday. It's a late game, the Monday night game. A lot of the players talk about their routine.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do all day when you're waiting around for the game start? What do you do? Do you do like
Drew Doherty was telling me he takes a nap. I'm like, it's hard for me to nap on a game, dude.
Especially when you're trying to nap. Like, I got to sleep.
Got to sleep. Got to get rest. You're going to be up all night anyway because, you know, we fly back right after the game. Woe is us. It's a great thing to have because, you know, Monday has so much drama to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
My very first game was the San Diego Chargers game, which started at like 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m. And I remember coming back. We got in at 6:30 in the morning, and I walked in, and then I had to take my kids to school.
Yeah, see?
And I thought, I don't know if I could do this job.
That was a good memory, though. That was a win. The very first Monday night game in Texans history was a win against Jacksonville.
And hopefully we can do it again.
Yes.
Monday night. That would be a fun
do
play.
It. Okay, that's the show. Thanks to Charles James. Thanks to Gary Max. Fuel up to play 60. Everyone who worked on the program, have a great night. Go, Texans.